Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you each week songs I love and occasionally put in something odd or different, such as a reading, a poem, or, you're going to see tonight, other kinds of music and maybe a guest host. And I call those things wombats. So tonight's a wombat night. I have a guest host. He's picked all of the songs, and I'm going to let him tell you about them, and we may discuss them a little bit here and there. His name is Chris Barnett. Say hello, Chris.
Hello, everyone.
And I'll let him tell you about himself a little bit. Chris, let me start off. I'd like to know, how did you end up in this part of the world?
Well, actually, I was born here. I was born in Radford, Virginia. And grew up in Abingdon, and attended Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, and then moved away to pursue a music career for about 10 years playing in a heavy metal band. And then I met my wife down in Wilmington, North Carolina, and after several years, we decided to move back to Virginia and be close to Mom and get back to the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah, well, welcome back. I have a little bit of similar, except I only was here until I was about seven, and then I was gone for 60 years or so and came back. So you've got a lot more familiarity than I do with the area. Now tell us a little bit about what you've planned tonight. How did you choose the songs?
Basically, I've gotten really fascinated with just music in general, just because I've been playing music since I was five, and have really just been fascinated with every style of music, essentially, in some form or fashion, and have really recently been reaching out and investigating music from around the world. And the stuff I've brought to you tonight, similar to our previous show, is basically a world culture collection, songs from different parts of the world and different times in those parts of the world. Songs that I thought would be fun and possible wombats for you.
Well, the wombats they are. I listen to them as much, just a little bit of each one. If I were going to label this show, I think I'd call it Strange Journey.
No, that's a good one.
Well, I thought I was kind of cosmopolitan. I played songs from other cultures. But looking back, I realized that almost everything I played, well, of course, English, British, UK, United Kingdom, that's hardly a different culture in a way, especially with the rock overlap. And then I've played a little bit of French and South American, but not much even of that. And a little bit of Indian, Bollywood, but nothing else. Anything that came from over there and got popular in the U.S., Sukiyaki was a Japanese hit here. But that's about. So I realize how provincial my tastes are, but yours certainly aren't. So let's go.
Okay.
Anything you want to tell us, go right ahead.
Yeah, the first tune we're going to listen to is called Stadium Powwow, and it's by a band called A Tribe Called Red. This particular song is featuring an artist named Black Bear. They are a Canadian electronic music that blends instrumental hip-hop, reggae, moonbatan, and dubstep-influenced dance music with elements of the First Nations music. So very much a Native American or Native Canadian influence. So I think you'll enjoy this one.
Yeah!
fascinating stuff from Canada. They do a lot of vocal chanting and drumming.
I can envision a tribal dance. I can almost see absolutely. The people marching, jumping around the campfire and all mm-hmm. sorts of stuff going on. That certainly kicks in the mood. So what's next?
Okay, our next song, we're going to travel out to the Middle East, to kind of a troubled area of the world at the moment. This song is called Harfe Negofte, or Mast, and it's by an artist named Omid. He's a Persian pop singer and musician from Tehran, and he is also a professor in the art and architecture department in the Islamic Azad University. So here we go with Mast.
امشب میخوام مست بشم عاشق یک دست بشم بدون تو نیست بودم امشب میخوام مست بشم یه جون ناقابلی هست بذار فدای تو بشه بیفته زیر قدما که خاک پای تو بشه کهنه شراب کهنه شراب امشب بالو پرم بده حرف نگفته خیلیه جرأت بیشترم بده امشب میخوام حرف بزنم خنده کنم گریه کنم لطفی کن ای ساقی و می چندین برابرم بده امشب میخوام مست بشم عاشق یک دست بشم بدون تو نیست بودم امشب میخوام هست بشم سینه دلی خوشا بر احوال دارم امشب بر و بال دارم شور دارم حال دارم امشب تو این سینه دلی خوشا بر احوال دارم امشب میخوام مست بشم عاشق یک دست بشم بدون تو نیست بودم امشب میخوام هست بشم سینه دلی خوشا بر احوال دارم امشب بر و بال دارم شور دارم حال دارم امشب تو این سینه دلی خوشا بر احوال دارم امشب میخوام مست بشم عاشق یک دست بشم بدون تو نیست بودم امشب میخوام هست بشم یه جون ناقابلی هست بذار فدای تو بشه بیفته زیر قدما که خاک پای تو بشه
Okay, well that was Harfe Negofte from Persia. And our next tune, we're going to actually return back to the United States for a tune from 1937 that from a composer named Raymond Scott. He was a band leader and a pianist, record producer, and inventor of electronic instruments. And he's not well known by most folks, but his music is very well known because it has appeared in over 120 cartoons starring Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and Porky Pig, and many, many, many others. So this is called Powerhouse by Raymond Scott.
Well, you told me I would recognize it. I did play this, and of course, I grew up in that era. You know, I'm a good bit older than you. And so I went to all those. Every Saturday afternoon, we saw cartoons.
Oh,
Bugs
yeah.
Bunny. So I did recognize it. I didn't recognize this particular song, but certainly the style.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what's it called again?
This is called Powerhouse.
Powerhouse.
And there you go. That's Powerhouse by Raymond Scott. It makes me giggle just thinking about it. let's see. Now our next tune is called Lulla by Tinari Win, which is a group of Tuareg musicians from the Sahara Desert region of northern Mali. They're known for their songs about rebellion, especially for regional issues in the Sahara Desert region. NPR calls the group's music music's true rebels, and All Music deems the group music a grassroots voice of rebellion. So this is Lulla from Tinari Win.
مرغد باجو والخالق ناصمي
لا ترسات النيلة مرغد باجو والخالق ناصمي
Okay, that was Lulla by Tinari Wynn. Definitely a very interesting tune. And now our next tune is we're going to move over to South America. And this song is called Two by a band called Los Bunkers. They are an alternative rock and folk band from Concepcion, Chile. They've been compared in many ways to the Beatles and the Kinks, and they are one of three Chilean bands to appear in the Lollapalooza festivals.
Well, this is a culture I'm somewhat familiar with, in that I went to high school in Venezuela and have kept up with Hispanic friends. But even there, Los Bunkers? Bunkers doesn't sound like a Hispanic name.
No.
But I was able to understand some of the words. So this is two, which yes. Means you in a personal sense.
Mm-hmm.
¿Cómo están, muchachos? Buenas noches. ¿Mucho calor? ¡Qué rico! ¡Qué rico, papito!
As you can hear, that is a live recording. Of course, gracias to Los Bunkers for two there. Little slice of chili. Now we're going to have another slice from a different part of the world. We're going to go down to New Zealand. And this particular song has been dubbed New Zealand's second national anthem of all things. And it's called Slice of Heaven by a pop artist named Dave Dobbin, who is a New Zealand musician, singer, songwriter, and record producer. And in his early career, he was a member of a rock group called The Dudes and was the main creative force in pop band DD Smash. Since then, though, he has released a majority of his recordings as a solo performer. And like I say, this one is from New Zealand, and it's called Slice of Heaven. A little slice of heaven from New Zealand. And at the time this song was popular, New Zealand, the New Zealanders or the Kiwis considered their country a slice of heaven.
Chris, we had a conversation earlier about the fact the Western world, our world, uses a 12-note system pretty much universally, and it's been that way for a long time. And all the music that I hear uses that system. But I understand that earlier on, other parts of the world used very different systems, and maybe they still do. What can you tell me about that?
the majority of the music you hear today is based on that 12-note scale, you know, and it just to kind of simplify things and give everybody a frame of reference. But there are a lot of different cultural elements, you know, from different places in the world where alternative tunings and alternative note systems have, developed over time and from way back in the past. And the Far East, Japan especially, is well known for having instruments that have multiple different tunings within them, especially string instruments that have a lot of different strings on them. We'll even have quarter tones in between the standard tones. And another example, too, is a popular artist now named Björk from Sweden. She is actually writing tunes using a 10-note framework of tones that is kind of native to the Norwegian styles of music. And she's kind of adopted it into her own songs. And it allows tunes that are moving from major to minor in the same melody or in the same pattern. And she can slip in minor chords and major chords that are off tones, kind of creating intentional discords, if you will, to provide ambiance and mood shifts within the song. Yeah, it's interesting. There's been a lot of experimentation. The music, like you mentioned before, has been kind of standardized, but there have just been certain areas of cultural style musics especially that have still kept their old systems together. And there's interesting, even single artists who have intentionally shifted things have played kind of out of the norm. And one popular recent example is a famous guitarist named Stevie Ray Vaughan, which you've probably heard of, blues guitarist from Texas. He intentionally, instead of having his guitar tuned to the standard E framework of the six strings, he intentionally tuned his guitar to E flat. So all of his strings were a half of a note flat. So it kind of gave him a little deeper, stronger sound in his guitar, and it shifted all of his tunes a little bit, and it made those who were trying to cover his music very frustrated at times. you do still see it out there. I mean, there are still folks that are working outside the box, so to speak.
Well, I play fiddle, mm-hmm. and as you know, fiddle and bass, like you play, there are no frets. If you want to get the right note, you got to put your finger in the right place. Otherwise, you're going to get one of these off notes. So for Christmas, my son-in-law gave me a Japanese thing. I forget what it's called. A funny look. It looks like a giant note. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what it has on the back is a sliding face. If you poke it, you get a note. But of course, it's like a violin. You got to poke it in the right place to get the right note. I've played with a little bit, trying to get to play, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Yeah.
It's hard because, you have no, like the violin, you can play just about any note you want on this thing. The catch is that there are no open strings, so it's much worse than a violin. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. And tonight, my guest host is Chris Barnett, and he's picked all the songs. He's introducing them to us. And we're having a little fun talking about music and different aspects of it. I'm going to turn the show back over to Chris, and he's going to take us on through the remaining songs for the show. What do you got next, Chris?
Okay, our next song is going to take us to Greenland. This song is called Ingerpalak, by a band called Sila Mute, if I'm saying that correct. They are a pop band and Inuit traditional music group from Greenland. They have also appeared as a theater group, doing a bunch of theater work and theater music. And it really was difficult to find out much about them online other than just a few songs that they've created. And this one is called Ingerpalak. And the band is named Sila Mute.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Inger Palak, a song from Greenland. It was very interesting. And now we're going to move over to France. This song is called Le Vion Rose. It's a signature song of a famous French singer, Edith Piaf, who was known at the time as the Little Sparrow. The song became very popular in the United States back in 1950 and was covered by many different artists such as Tony Martin, Paul Weston, Bing Crosby, Ralph Flanagan, Victor Young, Dean Martin, Louis Armstrong, of all folks, Grace Jones, and Donna Summer, and even Harry James. So this is a very popular song, and a lot of people have, you know, probably heard many different versions of it, and it was even made into a movie in 2007. And, of course, this is called Le Vion Rose, which means life in pink, and this is Edith Piaf.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens dans moi mon cœur qui des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux, en mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Tu me l'as dit, pas juré pour la vie.
And there you have it. That's La Vie en Rose, Life in Pink, by Edith Piaf. A very interesting song from France. Now for our next tune, we're going to travel over to Italy. This song is called L'Italiano by Toto Cotone. He is an Italian pop singer, songwriter, and musician. And he's best known for this worldwide hit song, L'Italiano, which was released in 1983 on his album of the same name. But he has also won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1990 with a song called Insieme, 1992, for which he wrote both the lyrics and the music.
Lasciatemi cantare con la chitarra in mano, lasciatemi cantare, sono un italiano. Buongiorno Italia, gli spaghetti al dente, e un partigiano come presidente, con l'autoradio sempre nella mano destra, un canarino sopra la finestra. Buongiorno Italia con i tuoi artisti, con troppa America sui manifesti, con le canzoni, con amore, con il cuore, con più donne sempre meno suore. Buongiorno Italia, buongiorno Maria, con gli occhi pieni di malinconia, buongiorno Dio, lo sai che ci sono anch'io. Lasciatemi cantare con la chitarra in mano, lasciatemi cantare una canzone piano piano. Lasciatemi cantare perché ne sono fiero, sono un italiano vero. Italia che non si spaventa, con la crema da barba la menta, con un vestito gessato sul blu e l'amo viola la domenica in tv. Buongiorno Italia col caffè ristretto, le calze nuove nel primo cassetto, con la bandiera in tintoria e una 600 giù di carrozzeria. Buongiorno Italia, buongiorno Maria, con gli occhi pieni di malinconia, buongiorno Dio, lo sai che ci sono anch'io. Lasciatemi cantare con la chitarra in mano, lasciatemi cantare perché ne sono fiero, sono un italiano vero. Perché ne sono fiero, sono un italiano.
Okay, well, that was L'Italiano by Toto Cutugno. And now we're going to go to Israel for a song called Someone. And this is sung by Rani Delumi, who is an Israeli singer and actress. She is the winner of the singing competition show called Kochav Nolad 7 in 2009. And she also is a TV star. She starred in the original Israeli TV series Euphoria. And this particular song is singing for remembering the people who were killed in the Holocaust. And it's called Someone.
מישהו דואג, דואג לי שם למעלה, בביד לי כמה כוכבים והם נופלים אחד אחד, הראשונות. יום ולילה לאורכם, עייפים ורעבים ומחכים לאות בנתיבי אבק וזמן. בסוף דרכים ושאלות ניפגש בתום ימים רבים, בתום הרבה לילות. אני יודעת שאתה קרב עכשיו, אביב חלף, קיץ נסף והגשם.
Okay, it's a song called Someone, sung by Roni Dulumi, the Israeli singer. And now we're going to take you to a favorite type of song, a favorite place for you, Harry, Bollywood. This is a song called Dilbar, which is a Bollywood song, originally released as part of the soundtrack for the 1990 Indian film Surf Tomb. The song was originally composed by Nadeem Shravan and sung by Aika Yagnik.
Just one comment on Bollywood. There was an article in the New York Times in the last month or two. The Bollywood movie industry is actually significantly bigger than the Hollywood industry now. The Hollywood has shrunk a bit, and Bollywood is, I think that's what I read.
It could be, It's so, getting very popular, that's
and,
for sure.
And this is?
This is called Dilbar.
Ashton.
Wow, that one ended quickly.
Caught us up.
Yeah, caught us by surprise. But that was Dilbar, a Bollywood song that, like I say, was from a soundtrack of an Indian film. And is also being used quite often now for belly dancing displays and shops and seminars and whatever, if you will, performances. So lots of fun.
Well, Chris, that's your last song, and yeah. It's time to close out the show. I've enjoyed having you on. Certainly, you introduced me to music I have never heard before.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd ever heard. Well, I have heard La Vie en Rose.
Yeah.
That one I've heard, and I probably had heard the Powerhouse one, the one that went with all the Bugs Bunny and stuff, but mm-hmm. I recognize the style. Anyway, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I told you I'd like to get you some time to I'm going to give you a different assignment.
Okay.
Ask you to pick some music from your own genre that you used to work in.
Okay.
Which would be very different. But that won't keep you from doing another show like this sometime, too, because this certainly reaches out in a different way.
Okay.
So thanks again, and I'm going to close out the show. It's every week I always end it the same way. You're listening to Harry Baya, and my guest tonight was Chris Barnett. And we're listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC at FM 90.7. And I always end the show by encouraging my readers to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.